You're listening to SBS News.
As residents gradually return to northern Gaza, Palestinian-Australian Sharmik Badra has been thinking about his brother, who went missing in Gaza 12 months ago.
My father passed away as a lack of medicine. And then when the neighbors tried to call my brother Ihab and his family in order to come to help them to bury my father, but Ihab didn't reply them. My friend told me, I messaged your brother Ihab many times. Your brother was seeing my messages, but he didn't reply.
After reuniting with his youngest brother, Majid, in Australia, the two siblings have been trying to find out where their brother was. Now, as the northern Gaza reopened to its residents, Majid says they plan to travel there to see their mother while searching for their brother.
And if he is alive, we will be happy. I hope this would happen. And if he's not, we have to bury their dead bodies in a respectful way.
From January the 27th, tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians returned to their home in northern Gaza, 2 days later than initially planned due to dispute delay. Despite the joy of returning home, what awaits them are houses that now become inhabitable, with a shortage of basic supplies. Nevertheless, many people, including those living in Australia, are desperate to head back to the Strip in search for their loved ones. Mahmoud Kaskin is one of them. His cousin had disappeared since the war began.
He went to bring food for his family. The situation was very difficult in northern Gaza, and he didn't come home on time. Everyone was asking a day, 2 days, 3 days passed. They found his car, but they did not find him or any trace of him.
But even though Mr. Kaskin wants to head to Gaza to look for his cousin, he says there's this one big barrier that many will face when being on the ground.
The main concern of many relatives, both here and in Gaza, is searching for some of the family members who are missing and whom we do not even know where they are. Were they imprisoned? Were they among the dead?
Jonathan Cricks is the Chief of Communications at the United Nations Children's Funds. His organization has been trying to help displaced children find their families in the past 2 years.
Since the beginning of the war, 17,000 children have been separated or are unaccompanied. And we're also trying to trace them. So what we do is we especially during the war, before the ceasefire, what we were trying to do is to reunite the children with their parents, most often from the north to the south.
In a statement to SBS News, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says Australians should not travel to Gaza and areas near its border due to an extreme risk to health and safety. The government's Smart Traveller website also warns the government has limited ability to provide consular assistance in most cases in relation to the area. Wen Kwang, SBS News.